This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts. Thanks for joining me on this podcast, Entirely Unconventional. I pray it's a blessing to you today. I want to talk about something that happened that I consider to be rather weird. Now, first of all, the podcast is called Entirely Unconventional, so okie dokie. That's what you would expect, right? A little bit different, a little bit unconventional. So the other day, I was looking at some articles because I do a magazine. I do a television program. It's called Make Your Day Count. The Make Your Day Count program has an online magazine called Make Your Day Count Magazine with me, Lindsay Roberts. So coming up to November, December, which means it's already up online, it's free. Just look for the Make Your Day Count magazine. When I was preparing to put that up online, I was looking through a lot of older Oral Roberts articles, my father-in-law, because I had in my mind a retro Christmas idea from an article that I had read in going through a lot of his material. So I thought, you know what? I want to go see if I can find that. So we went to our archives and started pulling some material about Christmas to see if I could find the one I was looking for. Well, I found it, but I didn't use it. Why? Something unusual happened. One of the magazines, in fact, I've got it now hardbound, a hardcover from 1954, Oral Roberts Magazine, 1954, Christmas of 54. I wasn't born. And I looked at it and I went, oh, wait a minute. It said, let's remember whose birthday it is. I thought, okay, I like that. That's interesting. Let's remember whose birthday it is. Sounds great. Then it says, ways you can put Christ back into Christmas. Ooh, I like the sound of that. So I thought, okay, I'm going to edit this. And because, you know, the Make Your Day Count magazine's smaller and it's online, so I usually do it a little bit shorter. I started looking through this and I said, what? And then I was pondering this and I said, read that again. I got so wrapped up in two things that were going on in this magazine before I was even born that I said, oh my, I've got to pay attention to this. God is saying something. You know, miracles, Oral used to say, are either coming towards you or going past you every day. If there are things that God has for you that are miraculous, if there are things that God wants to do for you that are miraculous, that are supernatural, that are God's divine intervention, are they coming towards you where you recognize them? Or are they going past you where you ignore them? And sometimes I've heard people say, well, I don't believe in that prosperity gospel. And then they go on and talk about all the things that they did. Well, all the things that you do, fabulous. But the Bible's real clear that it says prosperity's in the Bible. I can't even count the number of times. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That means a successful journey on the road of life. Prosperity is an interesting word, and it says God gives us the power to get wealth. He talks about wealth and honor and prosperity and all these things throughout the Bible. And so while I'm reading this and reading some of the things he was saying, I'm like, wow, wow, oh, wow. And then it hit me what was going on. This says ways to put Christ back into Christmas. It's a classic message by Oral Roberts, December of 1954. Now, like I said, I wish I'd thought to bring the original book because it's amazing what's in it. But here's, I Xeroxed it. And here's what it is. For the past 2 months, I've been saying something to my kids. I was driving my car. Out of the blue, all of a sudden, I felt the strongest impression in my spirit. It's like I heard it in my head, but it wasn't audible, but I heard it. I felt it in my spirit, and I said, Lord, what are you trying to say to me? He said, go tell your kids, go tell Richard, tell yourself. I want this to be your best Christmas ever. I said, well, okay, I like the sound of that. Now, this has been 2 months ago. This was maybe September. I want this to be your best Christmas ever. Of course, I was thinking of, well, this hasn't happened. We need this. We want to do that. We're trying to expand here. We want to go there. I want this to be your best Christmas ever. I couldn't get away from it. I thought, okay. So I went to my kids and I began to say that to them over and over and over every day without exception. Every day, I've either called them and said it, declared it, prayed it over them, or texted it to them with little, you know, those little emoji things that Christmas trees. I've done it every day for several months now, at least 2 months, maybe three now. Now it's probably going into three. And all of a sudden, I'm reading this article. And let me read it to you. Are you tired of the way Christmas is being commercialized? Again, Oral Roberts, 1954. Do you resent the fact that Christ is being taken out of Christmas? Do you protest the mad pace we follow in making Christmas merely a gift exchange celebration? Would you like to see Christ put back into Christmas? And would you like to help do it? Okay, that's getting good. If you feel as deeply moved about this as I do, then I urge you to join me in making this the best Christmas ever. 1954, 64, 74, 84, 94, 2004, 2014, 2024, 70 years later, I was saying the exact same thing, exact same words, in the exact same way. And I thought, oh, this is really interesting. Keep reading. And I want you to know, if you go online, makeyourdaycount.com, makeyourdaycount.com, go to the Make Your Day Count magazine, click on it. I did edit this and put it in the magazine if you want to read what I wrote. Well, what he wrote. But then I kept reading. And it says, point number three. Go to your mirror and take a look at yourself. Go to your mirror and take a look at yourself. I thought, okay. Christmas reminds you, here you go, that you're worth more than you think. Wow. Christmas reminds you that you're worth more than you think. When you look at yourself, just remember one thing, that Christmas is extremely personal. If you had been the only one in the world, Jesus Christ of Nazareth would have come into the world to save you. Wow. God thought you were so worth his son, Christmas should really mean something special to you this year because it reminds you you're worth more than you think. Now, if you've listened to this podcast very much, you know how I close it out. 70 years ago, when Oral wrote this, and I had not read it, it was before I was born. I don't remember. I go through as much of his material as I possibly can, but I have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of documents of his because he gave me everything. Before he went on to heaven, he gave me all of his material. He gave it to me years before he went to heaven. And here in 1954, on the Christmas article, where it says, let's remember whose birthday it is, he said, you're worth more than you think. I wrote a book called Discover Your True Worth. That was a book that came out of a prophetic word by Oral Roberts, my father-in-law. I followed it up with Discover Your True Strength. When you find out your worth and your value, then I want you to have the strength to go do what God's called you to do and be what God's called you to be. And 70 years ago, what I'm saying today had no earthly idea. Oral said it 70 years ago and printed it in a Christmas article. Now, that's my birthday, by the way. The next year, December 1955, I was born minutes before Christmas. In fact, by the time they handed me to my mother, the clock had turned and it was Christmas morning. And they did that daylight savings time thing. Otherwise, it would have been well into Christmas. My father-in-law was married to Evelyn. Oral married Evelyn on Christmas Day. It's a very, very unique and special time for our family. But one of the things about it is that I've discovered that no matter what people say or do against me, no matter what they try to do, no matter how they come against me verbally, emotionally, no matter what comes against us, what's come against this ministry, what's come against things like friendships or what's come against finances or whatever it is, God sent Jesus to let us know a few things. Number one, Christmas can be the best time ever, all year long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because God gave us his son, Jesus. so that we could have eternal life with him and abundant life on this earth. I came so that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. And I also believe that you're worth more than you think. I'm going to read it again. And I want you to get the magazine. It's Make Your Day Count magazine. Look for the November-December article. It's a November-December issue. The article was Oral Roberts. It's Ways You Can Put Christ Back into Christmas, number 3. I made this. Mine, I think, is number 2. I had to edit it down because he had many, many ways, and I shortened it a little bit. But it says, go to your mirror. Take a look at yourself. Christmas reminds you that you're worth more than you think. I want to remind you right now to expect a miracle. I want to remind you right now that God sent Jesus to make every day the best day ever, and every Christmas the best Christmas ever, and that we can build on it. It's not about politics. It's not about people. It's not about religion. It's not about finances, although those play a big part in our lives, in my life, my family's life, and even in the lives of the people around me. What it's all about is, for God so loved this world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means anyone, good, bad, or indifferent, calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. God did not send him to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus would be saved, not lost. I want you to know that you know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what seems to be in the natural, listen, I've had some stuff in the natural, but beyond all that, I want you to believe beyond any shadow of a doubt that God sent his son Jesus because you're worth more than you think. You're worth the price Jesus paid when he went to the cross, and you're worth the price Jesus paid when he said, when I go to the cross, the works that I've done, greater works shall you do because I go to my Father. And he calls us beloved, and he calls us his brother. In fact, he said he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. I have a fabulous brother. But Jesus said he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Wow. Now, in my personal opinion, that's a lot because I have a fabulous brother. But God said he sent us Jesus so that we wouldn't be lost. You know, the word saved in the Bible, S-A-V-E-D, for salvation, is the exact same word for healed, H-E-A-L-E-D. It's sozo, S-O-Z-O. It's a Greek word. And it's the exact word for salvation as it is for healing. I pray for you to find Christ as the center point, not just of Christmas, but of every day of your life. I have a friend who accepted Jesus by saying, Jesus, okay. And God knew what that meant. And that young man, our whole family gets a giggle because we've known that family generationally. It's a family of pastors and preachers and evangelists, and the son and grandson wasn't part of his life, but it is today because he said, Jesus, okay. I pray you say, Jesus, okay today. And I also pray, whatever it is you're going through physically, emotionally, financially, whatever it is, I pray that you give Jesus the okay. And you expect a miracle, and you expect this to be the best Christmas ever, the best day ever, the best tomorrow ever, the best every single day of every day of your life ever. And expect a miracle because you're worth the price that Jesus paid. And I'm going to say it as I close out this podcast. I love to say this. Remember what I believe beyond any shadow of a doubt. And literally 70 years ago, even before I was born, Oral Roberts said, remember, you're worth more than you think. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.